You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Certified Copy, the latest film from the acclaimed Iranian director Abbas Kiarostami, is about an ambiguous relationship between an art gallery owner and a British author who's visiting Italy to talk about his new book on the concept of originality in art. It is Mr. Kiarostami's first feature film made outside Iran and with an international star, Juliette Binoche, who was given the Best Actress Award at this year's Cannes Film Festival for her performance in the film, which opens today, and I'm very pleased that it brings Juliette Binoche back to our show. Hi.
Hi.
Before we begin, I'm wondering if you'd like to publicly say anything to your agent. You tend to consistently get great, interesting roles. Do they come to you, or does your agent work this out for you?
No, I'm my own agent in that way, because I asked Abbas, you know, if we could think of a project together. And then I interviewed him once, making a video, thinking that I'd love to do a documentary about, you know, this relationship between actor and director. And at the end of it, he said, well, this interview was a very bad idea, but come to Tehran, come to Iran. And so that's what I did a year after. And it just happened he told me this story, and it started like this. But I don't think that at a certain point, you know, as an actor, you just go and see the people you love and you want to work with. It's you know, and even at the beginning, somehow the work show, you know, brings other work. A director would see you in a film, would be inspired, write something for you or think about you. So, of course, an agent at certain moments is very important, but because then you can share, you can talk, and they're taking care of the contract, and you feel like, you know, they're making a sort of a respectful kind of a relationship with the producers and all that. But profoundly, the films are being made in another circumstance. I think it's a cosmic meeting between two, you know, two lives, and that it gives some films at the end of it.
Well, it's interesting that you wanted to make a film about him and actors, because when I interviewed Abbas Kiarostami about 10 years ago, he said he preferred to cast non-professionals in his films. Mm-hmm. And he had made the terrible mistake of working with professional actors at one point. Mm-hmm. He's obviously changed his mind.
Well, it's true. When I got the Oscar, actually, they asked me, do you want to move to America now, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, I just want to work with Abbas Kiarostami because I'd already seen his films and I loved his, you know, his realm, you know, of Iran, of those bare landscape and those people. And it's you get a specific feeling at the end of his films that really is only his world. And so what happened is that
Let me go on along the non-professional, because
yes.
your co-star here, who is a professional performer, mm-hmm. is an opera singer, but this is his first real acting job, isn't it? Although some opera singers can act.
It's his first acting job, but I'd say as an opera singer, he's been acting on stage, so it's not totally new to him, even though in front of a camera you act in a different way. But Abbas, the thing is, the idea of making a film with him started off a friendship, because we got along very well and we could talk about life and relationships and men and women, you know, ups and downs very easily. And also we were not bothered by silences. We went to Isfahan, you know, in outside of Tehran. And he would drive, and we didn't need to fill up the silence. And I think there was an ease between us that made this film possible.
Well, could this film have been made in Iran? This is the first film he's made outside of Iran, but it feels very much like a European film.
Me without a veil, no. The theme of the film is very provocative. But Ten also is another film of his with a woman, you know, divorcing, and it has a child in between this man and woman, but you stay with the woman in the car, was already a theme that he wanted to develop. And this film we made together, Certified Copy, is a following somehow of this theme he started.
Well, it is already banned in Iran, but they said because of the way you're dressed, not for any other reason.
Well, that's, as you can imagine, is quite disguising, you know, the problem, because this woman is provoking the man quite, you know, on an emotional way, not physically, of course.
Well, let's talk a bit about what the film is about, because it's been described so many different ways. The New York Times called it a diabolically self-reflexive comedy.
I believe that too. You know, at Cannes Festival during the screening, I was almost the only one to laugh. For me, it's a real comedy. You know, it's I find it very funny. Yeah, probably because in tragic moments, there's always a layer of comic situation if you put yourself out of it a little
bit. Well, there are a lot of surprises that occur along the way.
Right.
And I'm not sure how much I should say without spoiling it. But I guess we could say it's about an intense encounter between a man and a woman who seem at first to have never met. And then we wonder, well, maybe they have met before. In fact, maybe they know each other very well.
Say it. Maybe they're married for 15
they're married
years.
Or they're playing like the, at being married, and who knows. But we start seeing more and more about them as the film develops.
Right. It's true that there's two situations. There's two strangers. At a certain moment, they're like men and women that have been together for many years. And when I read the script, you know, I thought, how come this lady all of a sudden changed gear and speak to him as if, you know, they've been lovers for ages? And I didn't know how to handle it. I thought, oh, there's kind of a neurosis I'm not aware of, that suddenly you change, you know, a reality to another one, or memory suddenly changes. And so I phoned him, he was in Iran, and say, Abbas, I just read the script, I don't understand, you know, what how am I playing this? Because it's so complicated. And he said, what do you mean? It's you. No, just play you. And so I thought, what does he mean by that? I tried to figure it out. And actually I understood that what he meant, that be truthful any moment. Whether she's the wife, whether she's the stranger, you have to be there at present time.
To some degree, it ties in with the theme of the man's book about what is authentic and what is a copy. That is an important part of the film throughout. We're never sure what is real and what isn't. His theory is that a copy has its own authenticity.
It's maybe even more authentic than the original. That's what he's claiming.
And he's citing people like Jasper Johns, although he says Jasper Johns did a Coke bottle, when art lovers know that Jasper Johns did a beer can.
Right.
But close enough.
I mean, I think this theme at the beginning of the film is a kind of a pretext, in a way, to put those two guys together and back and forth, you know, like in a tennis match. And wondering, you know, asking those big questions, you know, why don't we try and love each other? How come, you know, we don't reach each other? You know, all those kind of wondering, how do I reach the other while I'm different?
My guest is Juliette Binoche, who stars in Abbas Kiarostami's latest film, his first film made outside of Iran. In fact, it's made in Italy. It's called Certified Copy, and it opens today. And it's been compared to Rossellini's Voyage to Italy, with you in the Ingrid Bergman part and Mr. Schimmel in the George Sanders part. Had you seen Voyage to Italy?
Oh, I've seen a long time ago, but I don't think there's any comparison to make, because, you know, you could also say it, you're thinking of Ingmar Bergman, you know, Marriage.
Scenes from a Marriage.
Scenes from a Marriage, that it would be Abbas Kiarostami's, you know, Scenes of a Marriage, which is, you know, men and women together in a relationship going up and down into the, you know, the loving, the hating, the, you know, divorcing.
The blaming.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of blaming.
So I think that you have to go beyond comparison.
In this film, you and William Schimmel switch back and forth between Italian, French, and English. As I understand it, Abbas Kiarostami only speaks Farsi and English, so how is the script written?
In the languages you described, he knew very well the situation, so he didn't need the translation. Sometimes it was Abbas Kiarostami, the director, was so taken by some of the scenes that at the end of it, he would check with his assistant saying, did they say all the lines? You know, because it wasn't sure he couldn't understand always the language. He could and feel the emotion, feel the, what was happening on the faces, you know, guessing. But he didn't know whether all the were all the words being said, because it's true that some people say, was it all improvised? Was it mostly improvised? And it was not. It was very written. But that was the challenge for me, to work with a director that never used actors. It's not his world. He takes people from the street and make them actors. And at the end, they start a career in Iran. Here, it was a little different. And that was a challenge for me, because first of all, I was not Iranian, not speaking Farsi. I couldn't play in Tehran, in Iran. And so it meant he had to come. So all those combination, thinking and dreaming of working with him was kind of, you had to have a big imagination to think that.
Well, I know your English accent is wonderful, and you speak French, of course, because you are French. The Italian sounded pretty good, too. How many languages do you speak?
Three.
And that's it, because you've also worked with a number of internationally famous directors from other places, German, Taiwanese, Hou Hsiao-hsien, one of the greatest directors in the world as well, Polish, among others. And I wonder about working with directors who don't always speak the languages you speak well, because nuance is so important in communication.
Yeah, but that's about acting. You're not acting the words. You're acting what's underneath that goes with it. That you acting what's unsaid somehow. You know, it's for me, acting goes into a world where it doesn't belong to rationality. It belongs to another layer. So you use words, but it's not that. You have to have a whole world with it. So a director would recognize whether it's true or not, just seeing the cells of your skin, of your face, the movement, the body language, and everything to relate to you. And I have to say, I have to give you an example. I was seeing The Syringa Tree. That's a play that Pamela Jean wrote and Larry Moss directed. And I saw it three times because I was fascinated by this piece of work. First time, I didn't understand any of the languages. And I received so much. I cried for about a half hour. I couldn't control myself. I didn't understand where it came from, because I didn't understand, but I got it all through my body. I'd say through my heart somehow. Second time, I understood better because I went to South Africa to shoot a film. So I started to understand or preparing. And then third time, I completely understood everything, but I didn't have the same reaction. Emotionally, it was different because it went through my head more.
Didn't you speak Afrikaans in that film?
some scenes, some words.
So you just learned
Chlamydules. It took me ages to know to put that word together. Chlamydules, because you're doing the R and the Kh together. Try that.
In this film, you're an art dealer, and I read online somewhere that the paintings that were done by your character in The Lovers on the Bridge were painted by you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that must have touched you on another level, because you must think a bit about art and the whole process of making art and the whole idea of authenticity in art.
Right. So what are you asking
me? Well,
I
don't know. I'm just wondering about whether something in a film where you're playing a character touches on something in your own life, whether that resonates differently or you just are the character in the film.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
Let's say you were going through a divorce.
Right.
And you were playing a character who's going through a divorce. When you're playing that character, can you avoid your own personal connection?
Why would I avoid my own personal life?
Because you're a very different character in the film. Or in this case,
I use every bits of me, every corner I can find of me to embody those characters that other people are writing. And that's the joy of it. I'd say I was totally her during the whole film, but at the end of it, I'm not. You know, I'm someone else.
This is a subject that Kiarostami has dealt with in the past in Close Up, which touched on the fact of fiction nature of documentary filmmaking. So he's often thought about the what's real, what's not real, what's authentic,
right.
What's not.
Well, it's a major theme, I think, for any artist, in a way, because when you go into a creative state, you somehow beyond yourself, beyond reality, you're entering another world. So you're always in between worlds, using your tool, which is your body and your capacity of feeling, and yet you have to allow things to come to you more than you coming, you know, making them, because you're part of a sort of I'd say an inside wedding, because creation is about an inside wedding between the untouchable, the unspeakable, and your reality, which is your physicality, your intelligence, your words, your thoughts, it's a complex situation. But to come back to your question about painting, the copying and not original, I think the Chinese have a very interesting way. In calligraphy, you repeat the same figure, but the idea is actually to be in a total connection with the qi, which is the energy. And there's a truth to that qi. So the connection you're making is really what makes the creation work. And you can repeat it many, many, many times. It doesn't matter.
Right. But do bamboo the same way every time. You apply the brush almost the same way every time.
Yeah, it's exactly the same way. It's the same figure. But the way of doing it changes. And that makes, for me, an original of the copy.
The last time you were here, you were about to do some performances at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, mm-hmm. Dance, in fact, with Akram Khan. Often people have talked about your bravery, the way you take chances. How soon after you did that and the tour, which also involved exhibiting your paintings, did you start working on this film?
On this film? It was in between, actually, because we had 5 months off. And so when I finished in China, we were doing the tour in China, I came back and I prepared the film and I went shooting in Tuscany. And I have to say that staying still in front of Abbas Kiarostami's camera for about 10 minutes, you know, for some shots, you know, some of the sequences, was an interesting experience, because it was kind of the stillness brought inside me all the dance, actually. So I had the experience of dancing through the emotion. So sometimes I was roller coasting, you know, inside me, I was feeling it through my body when I was on stage. So the experience, the contrast of experience brought, I think, another layer in my acting.
Just one more thing. Some filmmakers in Iran have been arrested, sent to jail. Kiarostami, the last time he was here, was very concerned about not saying certain things because he said he was afraid it might backfire, be brought up against him. Do you fear for him? Is he back in Iran, or is he going to start making films outside of Iran?
Abbas is back in Iran, and it's okay, but he cannot really work yet.
His last two films have been censored as well, if I remember correctly.
It's a difficult situation because as a director, if you ask permission to shoot and give the script, they wouldn't give it to you, or they would control. And so it means you shouldn't ask the rights, but then you're against the law somehow. So it's a difficult situation for a lot of directors in Iran who wants to do their own personal work.
Meanwhile, we have Certified Copy, which is one of the most beautiful films physically. I mean, Tuscany is beautiful in itself, but the film is just gorgeous. Directed by Abbas Kiarostami and starring Juliette Binoche, who won the Best Actress Award for her performance in it at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you.